We roll on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game two in a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Shuckers back at home, field's looking green, infield's looking great. We're joined by one of the guys who's in charge of all of it. It's the assistant groundskeeper, Jackson Rainey. Jackson, appreciate you taking the time.
Man, thank you for interviewing me, man.
First off, thank you for making this field look so great. A lot goes into it. I know you and Trey are here at almost all hours of the day, all hours of the night. How much work goes into making this field look as green and good as it's looked all year long as we're sitting here for game 120?
Oh, it takes a lot. Even on the off weeks, man, you work, heck, on the game weeks, you work at least 15 hours a day just keeping it alive. And then on the off weeks, you're just running water and doing all kinds of work and prep work, fungicides, fertilizers, all that, all the good stuff, you know, that makes it look green like that. So it takes a lot.
You're here as the assistant groundskeeper, but really you and head groundskeeper Trey Bowman really work in tandem for everything. What does your daily schedule look like?
On a game day, I'll get here at 7, and he'll get here a little after that, and we'll just start cutting and checking our clay areas, such as our bullpens and our mound and our plate, and just making sure they're good and perfect. That's our big thing, is being perfect, as close as possible to being perfect. And then you have BP set up, and then you just get ready for the game, and then game time happens, and then you get to sit around and drag and have fun, watch baseball, and then afterwards about an hour to an hour and a half of work trying to make it perfect again.
Now, that's one of the big things you just mentioned, is dragging in-game. We've seen you do everything from push-ups on the field, running around in a hot dog costume. How much fun is it to be able to keep it fun out there? Well, again, like you said, you're working some long hours, some long days, but able to have some fun with it.
Man, you have to keep it fun, because if you don't, you get sad. So that's the big thing we say, is it's hard, it's long, and it's hot. Man, you just got to have fun. That's just the key thing, is just having fun. So you do all these things, run around in a hot dog to push up, just to have fun, man. You got to make your own fun.
Is there a favorite thing you've done that's just weird, wacky, and fun when you're out there dragging or changing bases between innings?
Oh, it had to have been push-ups. I had a good buddy, Kiefer, and we would salute. We would salute, and then we would do push-ups, and we would increase one every day for the homestand, so it was great.
When you're out there, there are players also out there, so were guys looking at you like, dude, what in the world are you doing?
Oh, they would just laugh, and then they'd ask you the next day, hey, what's up with the push-ups, man?
What goes into this field? Obviously a lot, but you're learning and getting all this experience at just 20 years old. You're in your fourth year, probably the youngest assistant groundskeeper in all of professional baseball. How impactful and how incredible has it been to get this experience as young as you are here in year four at 20 years old?
It's to me, and I've seen it to other people that are the same age as me in the same field, I have a very big advantage that this field was so close to home and I could go to school at the same time. So for me, it's made a huge impact on my career, and it's helped me keep my love for it because I was so close to home. So yeah, it's been a huge thing for me.
How did you develop the love for this? Because like you said, you are here basically every waking hour on game weeks, a lot on off weeks as well, including the off season. How do you develop that love for, again, as young as you are, but falling in love with maintaining the grass, maintaining the dirt?
Well, a lot of it is the people that you work with. You work with people in baseball who love just being here every second. Of course, Trey Bowman, he's my big mentor, and he has helped me develop my love even more of keeping this grass as beautiful and just making the designs look amazing and just stuff like that. And you just develop that love every day when at the end of the day you see a kid's smiling face when they see this field for the first time. They're like, oh my goodness, this is awesome.
I spoke with Trey a couple weeks ago. We talked about all the work that went into rebuilding the infield. Another thing that happened this offseason is you two attacked and redid the entire mound as well at this field. What went into that? Because you really built it from the ground up. I showed up to the ballpark one day this offseason. There was a big old hole in the middle of the infield. And a couple weeks later, there was a nice brand-new mound.
So what you do is you dig it. You just have to take all that clay out. And then you use about 4,000 pounds of clay. That's just, you build it layer by layer, and you, of course, checking slope and just getting it into the dimensions that you want it, which we went a little bigger than is required because we felt the guys needed it more, and we'd had some comments about it previously. So, yeah.
Is it almost a badge of honor in your field saying, hey, I've helped rebuild an infield, I've helped build a mound, I've helped maintain a field? Do you kind of wear that on your sleeve out there when you're talking to people?
Yeah, but you have to, because you have to take, I mean, everybody should take pride in their work, and I do, especially because we're graded on it by visiting opponents. We love to hear feedback about stuff like that because it helps us get better, and we just want these guys to play on the safest and best service that we can with the time and resources that we have.
We've talked a lot about you doing all this as young as you are, maybe the youngest assistant groundskeeper in minor league baseball, which you're not going to be anymore at the end of this week. You've accepted a brand new job. First off, congratulations. You're going to North Texas to be a head guy over there with the North Texas Mean Green. How much has being here in Biloxi really helped you grow? And much like players, they're getting promoted up Triple A in the big leagues. You're getting a little bit of a promotion going up to head things up over at North Texas.
I mean, the experience here has defined my whole career. This will always be a big part of who I am. And it helped me get the job because people in our field know that we can grind and we're going to give the best that we have. So that is this job has given me a lot, just not even just as a resume thing. It has personally as well. It's helped me develop into the person I am today, which I mean, I love who I am. And it's just been great for me.
You've done a lot of designs in the outfield, a lot of designs in the infield. What's been your favorite over these past few years?
That's hard because, I mean, you come up with stuff like that, and it feels like your child at the end of the day. If I had to pick between two, it's when we did the Mississippi in the middle. We broomed in the state of Mississippi. That was amazing. And the other one was we did some sideways arches with a walk mode path in the middle, and many people don't realize how hard that is. It took probably about 3 hours every day, so it sucked, but it was great just to see the end result. So.
Well, hey, it has been an absolute joy to have you here in Biloxi. Best of luck in your next adventure, and always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shankar's Biscuits coming your way next.